Welcome to the Torah Simecha OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Baum, and today we will be learning Parshas Acharimos. So in this week's Parsha, the Parsha teaches us the details of the entire service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Avodah includes numerous parts, which include bringing certain karbanos, the lottery of the two goats to determine which one would be the karban chatas and which one would be the sa'er la'azazel, the one that was thrown off the cliff, the process of burning the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which clothing the Kohen Gadol would wear when he did the Avodah, the times he would have to purify himself throughout the day, and the other detailed halachos regarding the service of Aaron HaKohen on Yom Kippur and every Kohen Gadol going forward. Then the Parsha enumerates other halachos regarding where a karban can't be shechted, slaughtered, the process of kisui hadam, covering the blood of the karban. And then the Parsha ends with the forbidden marriages and the prohibition of worshipping the Avodah Zarah called the Molech. And that is Parshas Acharimos. But let's go back to the beginning of the Parsha. Before the Pesukim start to recount the specific details that Hashem told Moshe to retell to Aaron regarding the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the service of Yom Kippur, the beginning of the Parsha informs us that Hashem came to Moshe with this information, Acharei Mos Shnei B'nei Aaron B'karvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayabusu. Hashem came to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aaron, who had brought an unsolicited ketores and therefore died. That's when Hashem came to Moshe to tell him to inform Aaron about the Yom Kippur service. Then, two psukim later, as an introduction to the specific laws of the service of Yom Kippur, Hashem tells Moshe, Bizos yavo Aaron. It's with this Aaron should come, el hakodesh to the kodesh, bipar ben bakar lechatas va'aya le'ola, with the specific animals for specific karbanos. And so even though the bezos, the with this, seemingly refers to the karbanos that immediately follow, the Medrash explains that the bezos, the this, is connecting the deaths of Aaron's sons to the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Medrash explains that the reason the Torah informs us that the Avodah of Yom Kippur was told to Moshe and Aaron after the death of his two sons is to teach us that just like the service of Yom Kippur acts as an atonement for the Jewish nation, similarly does the death of tzaddikim. When Nadav and Avihu died, even though it was on account of their own mistake, still their deaths served as a kapara for the sins of Klal Yisrael. However, the Meshech Chachma beautifully explains how the deaths of Nadav and Avihu are even more interconnected to the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And once we understand that connection, we can better appreciate the power of the Avodah, which we recite on Yom Kippur, and the power of the day of Yom Kippur in and of itself. So let's explain. The Meshech Chachma explains that the world is divided into three categories, or planes, if you will. There is the sphere of the very physical world, through which we live our very physical lives, consisting of doing what we need to do on a daily basis in order to live and thrive. And in this physical world, the effort we put into that physicality generally reflects the physical effects that we produce, right? The more physical effort we exert, the more physical byproducts we will produce from that effort. Then, within our physical world, there are certain natural phenomena in which we put in less physical effort, but they still definitely affect us, they still definitely impact us. For example, we dive in for health, for rain, for sustenance. So as much as the hishtadlus, the physical effort we can put into this, a lot of this just depends on what we are given. So we're still exerting effort, but let's say our davening is less physical, but the results, like that of health, rain, and parnasa, most definitely physically affect us. Then on top of that, there is a spiritual world that is completely detached from our physical efforts. And through God's determination, He will determine how it impacts us in the shefa, the bounty that He determines we receive. So there's the physical world in which we have to exert lots of physical effort. There's the physical world where we exert less physical effort. And then there is the spiritual world that affects us physically, but we don't put in any effort at all, and it's all done through God's determination. Similarly, the Meshech Chachma explains that a person himself consists of three different dimensions. There's the very physical body through which our physical effort, it does what it needs to do on a daily basis in order to survive, right? Think eating and sleeping. Then there is the physical phenomena of the heart, our emotions, which although are less physically tangible, are visible, we know impact the physical body in a very real way. And then ultimately, there is the intellect that, although still part of our physical goof, our physical body, involves the least amount of actual physical effort, yet still has real ramifications on the physical body. Think of the choices that we intellectually make, right? Even though we're making them with less physical effort, it definitely still involves effort. But even though it's not so physical, it definitely impacts our physical lives. In the same vein, explains the Meshech Chachma, the Mishkan, which was a microcosm of the world, also consisted of three similar dimensions. There was the Chatzer, the outside part in which very physical labor, most notably the Karbanos, were brought on the Mizbeach. And that was physical Karbanos, of course, brought for spiritual reasons, but very, very physical process. Then there was the Heichal, the Kodesh, the inside of the Mishkan, in which physical activities were performed, but on a more spiritual level. For example, the Chalos of the Mizbeach, which were physical Chalos, they stayed fresh from week to week, and they actually brought, says the Meshech Chachma, Ashiros, the affluence, Parnasa, into the world. So again, something that's physical, but less physical, but definitely had a real world physical impact. Or you can say the flames of the menorah, which the Meshech Chachma said, brought Chachma to the world. So something that the Kohen Gadol did every day by lighting the menorah, a physical action, yet less physically exerting than that of bringing sacrifices, for example, but still had very real world effects, for example, bringing wisdom to the world. Then, completely detached from the physical, was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the room in which the Aron HaKodesh was housed, in which no human being ever stepped foot except for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And that is where the voice of Hashem came out from between the Kruvim, with no physical intervention at all, but of course, everything about God, right, his speaking, and the things that he would do from the Kodesh HaKadoshim definitely had very real physical impacts on the entire world as well. The Meshech Chachma goes further to explain that the year itself is also divided into three parts. There is the Chol, the days of the week during which we lead our very physical lives through our very physical efforts. Then there is Shabbos, during which we physically prepare in order to experience the spirituality, the Kedusha of Shabbos. But then with less physical effort, the impact of that Shabbos hopefully propels us throughout the week. And then there is Yom Kippur, referred to Shabbos Shabboson, right? The Shabbos of all Shabbos, a day that is disconnected from physicality, which is why we abstain as much as humanly possible from physical pursuits, such as eating, drinking, etc. We mimic the spiritual world in our wearing white. We say Baruch Shem out loud. But although we are exuding almost no physicality during the day, it's the power of kapara. Yom Kippur is the power of forgiveness and atonement that allows us to enter into the rest of the year with a clean state, thereby very much affecting us, right? So again, in the realm of the year, we have our physical everyday lives. We prepare physically for Shabbos, but then we live off the spirituality of that day with less physical effort. And then comes Yom Kippur, in which we abstain from physicality. However, even though we are abstaining from physicality, the power of the day will impact our rest of the year. Says the Meshech Chachma, at the climax of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was the placing of the burning Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as the room filled with smoke, that passive burning, through no continued physical intervention by the Kohen Gadol, acted as the ultimate atonement for Klal Yisrael. And so says the Meshech Chachma, that is the Vizos, the and this. Just like the death of Tzadikim, in this case, the deaths of Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, merely through the passive event of their dying, atoned for the sins of Klal Yisrael, the power of Yom Kippur, of simply living and experiencing the day, can have tremendous effects on our lives. But like our world and our bodies and our times of the year, the Avoda, if you go through the Parsha and read the myriad halachos, still required very physical and manual elements. It still had a lot of bringing of karbanos and the lottery with the goats. So explains the Meshech Chachma that just like Aaron was required to incorporate the physical parts of the Avoda into the climatic burning of the Ketores, which passively acted as an atonement with not a lot of physical intervention, so too we must view our lives. We have physical bodies in a physical world, busy with many necessary physical activities. But if we gear those all in the right direction for spiritual pursuits and understand that we're doing everything in order to elevate that physical for spiritual purposes, then eventually the spiritual benefits through which we will need no physical exertion will benefit our bodies and our neshamos in ways that we can't even begin to understand. Thank you for learning with the OU Women's Initiative.